climate compatibility needs to take account of ways in which agriculture can reduce carbon in the atmosphere through adoption of practices that lead to more climate compatible and climate mitigating behavior. I also want to see the adoption of practices that adapt to climate change in communities that are susceptible to changing climates, particularly those where people's livelihoods are being affected. For example, adoption of new varieties that are less susceptible to drought, also varieties that can cope with more saline in the water, and adoption of practices that reduce the extent to which people's livelihoods are affected by irregular weather patterns, particularly those that are associated with flooding.
Now, the term climate justice has come up again and again in the conference. Can you tell us what that means?
Essentially, what's happening is that climate change is associated with an increasing injustice because of inequitable development in our world. Poor people get poorer. Marginalized people become more marginalized. Disempowered people become more disempowered. The principles of the Agenda 2030 that was agreed by world leaders in September this year are that no one should be left behind and that those who are hardest to reach should be given first priority in all development work. Those principles become even more important when we look at how climate change is affecting the people in our world. So that's why we focus on the injustice provoked by climate change. The vulnerable become more vulnerable. And most importantly, women are the people who tend to be most disempowered in much of modern development, but they're also the people who are most affected by climate change. And that's why we talk about climate justice as being a particular outcome that we should be working on.
You mentioned Agenda 2030. Why is it so important to link climate change to development?
So, climate is a variable that is right at the center of all the efforts to think about the future of our world. In September this year, world leaders agreed to a new way of looking at development that links together 17 areas that are considered to be important. Of course, one of those is climate. The idea is that by dealing with all 17 areas and treating them as a universal objective for the whole world, we establish a fairer, a stronger, and a more robust approach to development. Now, we can't pursue that agenda without at the same time factoring in the impact of climate on people's well-being, an impact that's going to become more intense as the years go by. For me, representing the Secretary General on these issues, I see it as absolutely essential that the climate action agenda is brought into synchrony with the broader Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development, including the provisions in the financing for development discussions that were agreed in Addis Ababa this year. Climate action and sustainable development are indivisible joint pillars of future work for the future, indeed, of the whole of humanity.